Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en podcast som blandar historia och humor. Och vi är två komiker som försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins. And in this episode I will be quizzing and grilling my co-host Eric on all of the episodes from the fall season. There's gonna be some water.
Yep.
There's gonna be some athletes.
Yep.
There's gonna be some, what else? Sicknesses.
No!
Plague. Some soundboard, all of that stuff. So stay tuned and enjoy.
Jag prövade en förförisk, smått upphetsad, skräckslagen man.
I just thought about something.
Vad?
Is it only Christians that yell out their higher power's name in fear and exaltation as well?
Ooh, vad bra fråga. Du menar typ att man säger, oh God, yes, God. Alltså du vet.
Yeah. Mm.
För att de gör, på engelska då, ja, vi gör det kanske på svenska också. Jag har aldrig haft sex med någon som skriker Gud, Gud. Men
You gotta get with a Hispanic lady.
Yes, but
Dios mío.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in English. Oh.
No, in Swedish.
Oh, in Swedish.
Oh, Gud.
Gud vad gott.
I don't know how you have sex, but
I remember one time my
Wait, God.
No, you don't bring dessert into the bedroom?
Oh, that's true. No, you can do that. That's true.
I remember when I first started dating my wife, and like it was one of our first times having sex, that I said, I want to hear you speak Swedish.
Oh.
Mm. And she spoke Swedish. I don't know what she said. I didn't know any Swedish. And she, but she spoke Swedish to me. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Go back to English.
Oh, you don't have to do that anymore.
Man, I'm thinking of Muppets.
It must have been so weird.
Say something, I don't know what she said. No, I thought it was hot. I did think it
was hot.
The cadence was so, yeah. So hot.
Yeah. You know what? Shush.
Yeah, how about you? How about silence? Let's try that.
Silent Swedish.
No, it was. I did think it was nice, but I was just like,
yeah. Yeah. You thought it was some...
It's nice to know what she said.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be something it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
The exotic Swedish, yeah. Nej, men jag tänker på det. Gud. Oh, intressant.
Like, is somebody, a Muslim person... I know how it is about showing Muhammad the
illustration.
You can't illustrate him. Mm-hmm. Well, are you allowed? I don't know. If we have any Muslim listeners out there, let me know. If you're allowed to say it like that. Like, if you bump, stub your toe, can you be like, boom, and say the name?
Ja, det får man ju
Or typ, Jewish?
Men det får ju typ inte vi heller egentligen, alltså så här gammal.
I know, but is it a part of the lexicon, I'm wondering?
Du menar så.
Yeah, because somebody super Christian would be mad at you if you say, goddamn.
Jag vill säga, järnspikars, för att säga. Man slår i foten, säger man, järnspikars. This is Teach Me Sweden. You didn't know this?
I didn't know järnspikars.
För att det kommer, du håller på att säga jävlar, och då säger man, järnspikar.
Ah, okej.
Okay. Alla fåniga svordomar är för att du håller på och säger.
Mm.
Så fan är fanders.
Like holy moly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or gosh darn it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you taught me something. That shows how good of a teacher you are.
Oh.
Even during your exam, you taught me something.
Oh, come on.
That's what we bring you here at Teach Me Sweden. And you at home who are not Patreon subscribers can join us
yes.
on this journey. Be a Patreon subscriber to support your favorite history / comedy podcast. Mm-hmm. Teach Me Sweden. Go to patreon.com/teachmesweden. For as little as 10 crowns a month, you can get ad-free episodes and extra content that we try to provide for you because we love you.
10 kronor, det är fan ingenting.
No, man. You can't even get a bullet for that.
Yeah.
It's similar time, right?
Yeah. Du springer där bara, åh, 10 spänn, ska jag köpa en semla? Nej, jag har inte råd. Okej, men då ger jag till Teach Me Sweden.
Yep, next time somebody comes on the train and they hold their cup out and they play some music for you.
And they're really sad.
And they're sad and stuff. Tell them, you know what?
Hold out. Vi behöver pengarna.
Do it for us.
Yeah.
That could be your reason. I have a podcast. It's this podcast. I'm sorry. I have this podcast I listen to.
What have they done for you lately?
Yeah. Do they teach you Sweden?
Nay.
That'll work. Oh. Next time you look in your bank account and you see that your money has gone to the church. That could have gone to us, man. We will teach you about the church.
Gå ur Svenska kyrkan. Ge dem till oss istället.
Join us instead.
We all are right. The new church.
Barn cancer fund. All right.
Jag kan hålla på hur länge som helst. Men eftersom alla förstår att vi bara skämtar.
Yes, please understand we're joking.
So, let's go on to the exam.
All right. The first one is about the Finnish war, which translates to the completed war.
Yes, the Finnish war. Yeah. The war that was completed.
I can't stop.
I love it. It's history / comedy.
All right, this is a tough one, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jag kan allt om finska krig.
Okay.
Don't start me.
Okay. Which king ruled Sweden at the time of the Finnish war? And how old... I'm just kidding. But which king ruled Sweden at the time of the Finnish war?
Erik den 14.
There's a number that is correct in there.
Ah, bra. 14.
There's a part of
that. Fyra. Mm-hmm. Erik den fjärde. Finns ingen Erik den fjärde. Mm-mm. Don't even start. Vet du vad? Mm. Det är inte Erik den fjärde, det är Karl den fjärde. Det är inte Karl den fjärde. Det fattar vem som helst. Vet du vem det är? Det är inte Karl den fjärde, det är Gustav den fjärde.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the last part of his name?
Adolf.
Yeah, this guy knows. I was such a good teacher. All right. Finland exchanged hands after this war.
Yeah.
What country took over Finland?
Ryssland.
Boom. Look at that.
Yeah.
7-4-2.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Alltid Ryssland.
The next episode was Selma Lagerlöf.
Nice.
You remember Selma Lagerlöf?
I do.
She won a prestigious prize in her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
What prestigious prize did she win?
Nobel. Priset.
Mm. That's part one of that question.
Mm-hmm.
Which Nobel Prize did she win?
Litteratur.
Boom! I need a little... I should have plugged in the soundboard, man. You know what? I will plug in the soundboard.
Okay, just because I'm doing so good.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you. Idag i skolan fick jag en soundboard när jag gjorde min examen.
The thing is, there's good and there's bad, man. And if it's right, then you get the little ding, ding, ding,
oh,
which is really nice. But if it's wrong, yeah, you get the...
Jesus.
It's a little bit, a little tough.
Ja, det är svårt, men det låter bra. Vi gör så. Så
all
gör
right.
Vi.
Mm. Still on Selma Lagerlöf.
Mm-hmm.
What Nobel Prize... I'm sorry.
Again?
What was the rumor that circulated about Selma Lagerlöf in her later years?
Att hon var homosexuell. Yeah, man.
You're kicking butt.
I do. I am kicking butt.
I think you studied.
I didn't.
I'm just... I know you didn't study.
You're
a busy man.
You know me better than that.
He's like, you know damn well. If I didn't study in real school,
mm-hmm.
I'm not studying in podcast school.
Comedy podcast. Studying.
The Comedy Podcast University. You get your bachelor's degree. All right. The next episode that I did, guess who it was? I'm just kidding.
Well, that's the question?
Who was the next one? The next episode was one, it was a tricky one for you that you tried to figure out and then you did halfway through. Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, just that.
In what sport did Dolph Lundgren win the European Championship?
Oh!
That's a tough one, I know.
Fuck!
Remember the time of year, I mean the decade it was, you mm-hmm. know, that he was alive. Pretty popular sport.
Alltså, han var ju med i Rocky, men det kan inte vara boxning.
A European Championship? Is that your answer?
No, you're shaking your head. You're so kind. Nej, det var, nej, men jag tror inte att det var boxning. No, det hade varit för enkelt.
You're right about that. That'd be weird.
Men säkert kan det vara... Oh, fan.
Let's think of a popular sport that movies were made about.
Karate.
Yes. Good job, man. Well done. I can't believe you remembered that.
I didn't. You led me to it.
You're going to remember. I'm giving you zero clues on this one because I know you and you're my friend.
Okay.
You're going to nail this. I have 100% certainty. You know what? I'll give you your beforehand.
Oh, my God.
In what Bond movie did Dolph Lundgren make his film debut?
A View to a Kill.
I knew that was going to come in.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right. You're going to miss this one. I know you. So I'm going to go ahead. This is what I would nail. It's so easy.
Very unorthodox teacher.
This student will not answer this correctly. What is your middle name? No, I'm just kidding. What American heavyweight legend did Ingemar Johansson shock the world by defeating?
Yeah, you were correct. What was it?
It was not you were correct. It is Floyd Patterson.
Ah.
Yeah, right? I don't know if you're going to get the next one, but what did Ingemar Johansson compete in after his boxing career ended? He competed in something.
Han tävlade i något annat. Men började han typ köra någon bil eller någonting?
Racing? No, no vehicle
No
involved.
Vehicle? Mm-hmm. No?
No? No vehicle involved.
Was it boxing adjacent?
No.
No.
But one could possibly do it in preparation for a boxing match.
Gymnastik? Like gymnastics?
I know
jumping, skipping
is.
Ropes.
I know what gymnastik is in
jumping,
English.
Yeah, man. Jumping ropes, skipping.
He's a jumping rope competitor.
Yeah, could be.
He's a double Dutch champion. You are correct. No, no, no. No?
Okay. So, du kan göra det innan du boxas.
Like if Rocky did it during the music.
Oh, folks. Just jogging, running?
A version of that.
Sprinting. No, no. 100 meter. Okay, so. Maraton.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Första gissningen. Fan, vad bra.
All right, the next episode was New Sweden.
Yeah,
remember New Sweden? What can you tell me about New Sweden? What like what comes to mind when I say?
Jag tänker östkusten. Jag tänker liksom New York bältet neråt lite så här.
Okay,
neråt,
that's what you think of New Sweden.
Ja. Okay, okay. Ja, men det var liksom där någonstans, jag kommer ihåg att vi pratade lite om typ någonstans närheten av New Jersey och lite sånt där. Okay. Jag bara fick fram att någonting, det var någonting som hette någonting och sen blev det typ New Jersey eller någonting. Nej, jag vet inte. Whatever. Okay. Någonting sånt.
Feels like you're paying attention this season, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really impressed.
Maybe.
All right, the next... I'm just kidding. In what part of the U.S. did New Sweden attempt to colonize?
I sa ju precis. Men alltså det är inte... Det, är det typ nära det typ... Alltså är det... vad heter... inte Washington State, men vad heter stad... Washington D.C. ligger i...
It's in Maryland.
Aha, okej. Okay. Is Washington D.C. in Maryland? No.
It's in Maryland, Virginia.
Okay, yeah. Was it there?
No, it's not there.
No. Okay.
But you were good. What was your first? You were telling me about it.
Oh, New York. New Jersey.
New Jersey, yes. In the Northeast. I'll give you that. I'll give you points on
that. Cool.
It's in the Northeast, New Jersey and Delaware.
Yes.
Delaware is the state just before Maryland under New Jersey.
Right.
Really small state.
Right.
This might be a tough one. What country waged war on New Sweden?
Holland, the Dutch.
Wow.
Yes.
Man, well done.
I will never forget those fuckers for what they did to my ancestors.
You've made New Jersey what it is. You know how cool New Jersey would be if the Dutch never showed up.
Yeah.
Do you remember what why the Dutch were able to take down the Swedes?
Weed? No. No. No.
It's because the king was busy waging war on everybody. And they had bring in
Swedes. Yeah. Swedish king. Yeah, right.
Fighting Russia and
right.
And fighting Denmark and they were like spread too thin. And they brought back some people to fight.
För många bollar i luften.
Yeah.
That's it. Stupid yep. King.
The next episode was Diga Durden.
Ooh. Juicy one.
Diga Durden. What percentage of the European population died due to Diga Durden?
I'll say 2. But since it's wrong, I'll say 10. But since that is not also the correct answer, I will land somewhere in between. Because in between is not where I am supposed to be. I may be even supposed to be under 2%, but I won't be. It's over 10. It's up at like 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be more than 20 when I'm playing around with numbers.
Yeah.
Jag skulle säga 35. Nej, det är lite väl, va? Det är lite väl mycket. Det är för mycket. Någonstans mellan 20-35.
Yes. 25% of the population died during Diga Durden. Good job, man. Two?
Yeah.
No,
Det är jätterimligt. Det var rätt fel.
That's like Corona.
Yeah.
Corona is 2%. It was like, you know what I mean, 1%. This was, remember, it was 3 different types of, at the same time. It was like, oof.
Oj, oj, oj. Ja, det är 25.
Wiped out 25%.
Fy fan.
You'll probably get this one right. I believe in you.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Jag gör mitt bästa.
How did the Swedish royal family attempt to avoid, and successfully, avoid getting sick?
De flyttade runt hela tiden.
So fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Oh, pesting cover.
If the royal family, shit, even if the parliament did that here, people would have lost their minds if they tried to do that.
Underbar taktik.
I removed the castle to places that had already been ravaged.
Men så bra, hur så många sommarstugor.
Which helped them.
Yeah.
And later take over Finland.
Exakt.
Which seems to bounce around.
God has a plan.
All right, we're on the last episode now.
Oof, okay.
Last episode. And that was Göta Kanal.
Oh, ja, just det.
And I learned about a movie that I've yet to see.
And I haven't seen it either.
Oh, yeah, neither one. We should watch it together. What group of people were the main workers on the Göta Canal?
Oh! Bender. Are we... I mean, could be peasants. Men menar vi vilket land de kommer från?
No.
Nej. Nej.
I don't know. It's like people from...
People from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. That the government might easily be able to get to work there and probably won't complain.
Slavar?
Swedish slaves?
Yeah. Sure. Nej. Nej, jag, nej.
Slaves might complain.
Yeah, they might.
But what type of people wouldn't complain though?
Om de var slavar?
No, no, I'm saying.
Nej.
What type of people wouldn't?
Alla klagar jämt. Nej, jag kommer faktiskt inte på vad det är för något. Vad kan det vara?
People that are willing to die for their country.
Men vadå, är det typ... Ja, soldater! Soldater! Oh! För många dubbel...
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, I can't
många rätt och fel idag. Yeah, nej, man. Men det är bra, det är bra, det är bra. Jag lär mig inte om jag inte blir straffad.
With the Göta Canal, I don't know. I don't know if I personally would call it a success. I wouldn't call it a success because of how long it took to make, mm-hmm. hundreds of years,
mm-hmm.
to finally do, and how long it was actually useful, mm-hmm. which is about 50 years.
Yeah.
And how much money was spent on it. We know it was billions. But what brought the quick end of the effectiveness of the Göta Canal?
The choo-choo train.
Boom. No clue needed. Just knowing your stuff, I would say.
You. Barnen älskar mig!
Yes, the kids love it, man. Yeah. The railways came about and they wiped out the need for it. It was just more efficient.
Jag älskar att resten av klassrummet blev glad för att jag hade rätt. Och att jag som en 42-årig man går i skola med ett gäng småbarn.
Well, I think if I had a sound effect... of adults going, yeah, then we might have a problem.
Yes.
It might be a weird...
Won't be the same thing.
A weird thing that I got going on here. But there's also this here, stuff like this.
Det är fucking underbart. Den där är bra. Den där brukar jag göra själv. Den där brukar jag gå runt och göra själv när det blir så här fail.
If I drink... I make that noise if I drink too much milk. Real mature, John. Som my wife says, real mature.
Oh, men menar hon det? Eller är hon ironisk?
Because I'm thinking, my maturity gives me the butt control
to do that.
To make that noise.
So exakt.
I couldn't do it as a child, so I take it as a compliment. Real
eller
mature.
Hur? Yes, my...
What child could?
Yeah. My butthole is mature, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much. You know the control it takes?
Ja. Oh. Att göra de tonerna.
Yeah,
att gå ner i en skala så där.
C flat out of the ass.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's so much control.
It's so much.
Hur många poäng fick jag?
412.
Fan vad bra.
412 to be exact.
Yes.
Well done, man.
Fan vad bra.
Out of 12.
Ja. Det är bra. Det är bra.
Yeah, man. But I appreciate y'all checking this episode. This was fun. Well done. Eric, I'll give you another adult.
Och bra utlärt. Jag trycker på mål för här.
Yeah.
Bra till dig.
You just hit a random button.
I hit a random button and it was that one.
It was that one. Yeah. Well done. Well, thanks so much, everybody. You can support this podcast again at patreon.com/teachmesweden or you can leave a nice review for us. We appreciate it. If you do give as little as 10 crowns a month, you can get extra stuff, extra episodes. You get ad-free episodes, and most importantly, you get to support one of your favorite podcasts.
Jag kan lova dig att du får ut värdet av 10 kronor, för 10 kronor har i princip inget värde, så att the bar is really low.
Yeah, we got you with that low bar.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, man. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
Teaching you Sweden.
Fred!
Even on a budget, Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.